Andrew Kelleher joining us from JMI Wealth. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Mike.
Let's start with the third quarter GDP. And for the third quarter, not too shabby.
Well, it's not terribly woke these days, is it, GDP? I mean, there's a lot of debate over how useful, you know, a measure, gross domestic product, is, and lots of calls for sort of different measures of how well the economy is going. And I think that's a really useful debate, Mike, but it doesn't undermine the importance of understanding how the economy is actually is tracking, and then you can work out the extensions of or implications of growth outcome. And what I do know, Mike, is it's a heck of a lot harder to deliver universal well-being outcomes when growth is lower. I mean, without growth, you're in a far more challenging position. So, third quarter GDP, happy days. It's a good number. Market was looking for 0.5 for the third quarter gross domestic product. The RBNZ was at 0.3. The actual outcome, 0.7. So, very, very good number at that front. But, and there's a big but thrown off the back of this number, there were significant revisions to some of the historic numbers. So growth for 2018 was revised stronger, but growth for the first half of 2019 was revised lower, and significantly lower as well. So growth for the second quarter, that's to the end of June, previously been estimated at 0.5, it was revised down to 0.1, and without stating the obvious, 0.1 is barely above zero. Annual growth, though, 2.3%, so that's pretty much on expectations. But, you know, what does growth mean, I suppose, for people out there? Well, it impacts on things like the government's ability to raise taxes. You know, if you haven't got growth, then that it gets challenging for the government on a tax front, on a sort of fiscal front. The environment for jobs and potentially is impacted by the growth level. It impacts potentially on interest rates as well. So, look, we're pretty happy with 2.3 sitting where it is. Remember, it is a historic figure, Mike. That's 2.3% for the 12 months to the end of September, and now we're almost at the end of December. But it probably means sort of steady as we go out there. But if you have a think about that revision, and I just want to make this point, 0.6% for the first 6 months now of the year. If we looked at that on a per capita basis, that would barely be keeping up with the rate of growth in the population. So you probably were looking at something akin to a per capita GDP recession. So, this is my second but of the morning. If we look ahead, and we should look ahead, it looks better. Business confidence has rebounded. Housing market looks like it's improving. International environment arguably seen some improvement there. Commodity prices are better off. So I think actually we're not in a bad place, and probably a little bit better than we thought we'd be. And we're sure as heck in a better place than we were 12 months ago, Mike. Sure.
What do you see as What do you see as the big markers on the road in 2020?
Yeah, the 2020 is going to be interesting. I mean, New Zealand's share market's been on fire for the last 12 months. And we're probably one of the best share markets in the world. So it might be challenging for us over 2020 to do as well as we did. But interest rates still very accommodative. The jobs market is robust, and that's likely to stay robust. But think about shareholders in companies like Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, Ryman, the Gentailers. They've all had a wonderful year being invested in those. 2020, though, big year for politics, and that's something that will very much impact on markets. We've got a local election, which will be fascinating, presidential election in the US, which will be fascinating as well. So I can't wait for 2020, Mike. I can't wait. But but what I do want to say, I just want to wish everyone out there a safe, happy and peaceful holiday season. I thank everybody for the feedback. I surprisingly get quite a lot of feedback, and generally it's quite kind, and I'd like to thank people for that.
Actually, I've just had a text here, Andrew, from someone congratulating you for it's the first time I've ever heard the word woke used in a business sense.
Yeah, well, I've resisted that urge for about the last 12 months.
Alrighty, are we doing numbers?
Yeah, we are. We've got to. We have to finish the year as we intend to start the next one. 28,356 on the Dow Jones, up 117 points. The S&P 500, 3201, up 10 points. The NASDAQ, 8876, up 48 points. FTSE, the US market looking good. The FTSE 100, 7572, up 31. The Nikkei, 23,864, down 70. The Shanghai Composite, barely moved, 3017. The ASX 200, 6833, down 18. And we stormed into the last day of the year yesterday, Mike. 11,480 on the NZX 50, up 151 points, 1.33%. Pretty good, huh? On the currencies, 0.6603 against the US, 0.9594 Aussie, 0.5932 Euro, 0.5064 pounds, 72.12 yen, gold, $1,478, Brent crude, $66.61. And that, my friends out there, was 2019. Done and dusted.
Superbly done, Andrew. You're a fortress. You're a fortress. Have a wonderful Christmas.
You too, Mike.
All righty, take care, man. Cheers.
Okay.
Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth.